The 9th of December, just one game, Knicks and Raptors. Not a lot to talk about. We had an injury to Scotty Barnes, two games. Tomorrow, we'll find stuff to talk about. We always do. This is the Monday post-game show. Let's go balls deep. I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm your host, Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, any other podcast platform you use. Please go and find us. Please go and like and subscribe. As I say, always, even if you're watching along on Twitter, please go and subscribe and like the episodes. Hopefully only takes about 30 seconds, but means a lot to us. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. One game, couple of questions. Very good. I like questions. Let's just get straight into the game because it really covers everything that we need to talk about. Knicks, Raptors. Knicks get the win 113-108. Cat was questionable. He played, looked fine. We will assume he is fine going forward. 24-15, six assists, two steals and two blocks. So a nice performance on both ends. We don't always get that from Cat. We did today. OG Anunoby, 14 points on 6 of 14, which is probably, I would say, very much in line with what we would have hoped coming into the season. And he had two steals and three blocks. So a nice night for OG. Josh Hart, 10 points, four rebounds, a steal. Not his best night, but he's been very good. Mikal Bridges continues to play a lot of minutes, way too many minutes, 41 of them, same as OG. I know Mikal Bridges has never had an injury, but Tom Thibodeau is really trying to make this the season that he gets injured. He had 23 points, three rebounds, three assists and a steal. And Jalen Brunson had 20 points with 11 assists. Let me just – now, I know there was a – there wasn't a lot in terms of injuries today, obviously, with only one game. As this takes its time loading up. Okay, let's have a look. Yeah, okay, so he did come back. So Jalen Brunson left this game with an ankle injury, but came back. But certainly something to keep an eye on. As we know, ankle injuries, if you keep playing on them, are generally okay, but they can flare up in the next 12 to 24 hours. So let's just monitor him. In terms of the bench, streaming, whatever, for New York, McBride had 8 points and five assists. The minutes have been okay for McBride, but the production's not there. He's more of a stash hold for me than someone who needs to be rostered. And Precious Achiuwa, I mentioned, if Cat didn't play, he would have been a very nice add today. As it was, he was okay. 7 points, six rebounds, two blocks in 16 minutes. That's obviously not a 12-team line. But he's clearly their backup center. They didn't play anyone else. So deeper leagues, yeah, look, he might, if he can get sort of 16 to 18 minutes, sometimes 20 maybe. He did share the floor with Cat a little bit, and obviously they can do that because Towns has the ability to spread the floor. So, yeah, something to monitor. I wouldn't be adding him in standard leagues, but in deeper leagues, someone to at least monitor. For the Raptors, RJ Barrett, another nice performance for him, 30 points, eight rebounds, four assists, free throws, one of two. That's okay. It's obviously 50%, but low volume, so we're not too worried there. Agbaji, minutes are still decent enough, 32 of them, but didn't do anything. He is not someone we need to be rostering other than on nights like this when we're streaming him in. Not Jakob Poeltl's best game, but obviously he's been very good. Grady Dick, only 7 points. And when his shot doesn't fall, this is the issue. He doesn't have a lot to fall back on, but he also played 31 minutes. and I'd be holding him at this stage, especially if Scotty Barnes left this game after 23 minutes with an ankle injury. It was a weird one. It wasn't a typical ankle roll where he just lands on someone's foot, sort of cat falling onto his ankle. And of course, if you're on Twitter, you would have seen the footage of Scotty Barnes saying, I can't feel my foot. Doesn't mean a lot. Could have just pinched a nerve. They had scans, x-rays, which were negative. But they always say x-rays were negative, which is a positive. It's not necessarily the case, because a bad ankle sprain can take as long, if not longer, than a fractured ankle to come back from. So, yes, good, it's not broken, but let's see what these scans say. I mean, Brandon Ingram is out for a long time with his ankle sprain. So, yeah, monitor this. If you have Scotty Barnes, obviously it's a bit of a bummer. I would assume he's going to miss time. How long, we don't know. You will just have to plug him into your IR spot. They will really be hoping that Emmanuel Quickley can come back soon, but he still is without a timetable. So who are we adding? Is there an ad? Look, I mean, they're probably going to move. I think Davion Mitchell would come into the starting lineup here, just as a ball handler. But as we saw when Scotty was out with a facial fracture, Mitchell played minutes and wasn't really worth rostering. I just think we're going to see RJ Barrett handling the ball a lot more. Maybe Agbaji, like if you picked him up, maybe you do hold him and just see, because if you look at their bench, they do have Kelly Olynyk now. He is someone that can sort of create his own shot to some degree. But with no Scotty there, Mitchell, Mobo, those guys aren't going to do a lot. Jacoby Walter would be the other one I'd be looking at. 22 minutes, he had 19 points. I think if I had to look at Mitchell, Mobo, Walter, I'd probably go Walter just as the flyer, because we know that Mitchell is not a great fantasy player. Mobo is more of a defensive player but doesn't typically get defensive stats. So I think Walter is someone to look at here. Grady Dick will have to do a bit more. So, I mean, I wouldn't be dropping him anyway, as I said, but yeah, I think it's just a little bit more from everyone. And as for Kelly Olynyk, he had 15 minutes, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. So 15 minutes is not going to be enough in standard leagues, but in 14, 16 team leagues, maybe. And maybe his minutes do go up. We have to remember he's coming back from a pretty lengthy injury absence here. So if he can get up to 18 to 20 minutes, there might be enough there for him. This could be true. So Joseph Kim just says that the scans came out clean negative. So this is on Barnes' foot, I'm assuming. But it could be a Liz Frank injury. And if it is, we know that they are multiple weeks. This is what Chet had 2 years ago. They can be months if it's a Liz Frank. So we'll see. As I said, it wasn't a typical ankle roll, which that sort of does pose some questions and raise some concerns about this. So we'll see. It is very much a situation to monitor. And then Joseph also asks, are we prioritising Grady, Ochai, or a Olynyk? I think it's Grady over Agbaji, over a Olynyk. A Olynyk certainly has the best per minute upside there, but I just don't think that Barnes's absence is going to hand all these minutes to a Olynyk, where I think Grady, his minutes are pretty high anyway, but he's just going to have to do more. And Agbaji, likewise, his minutes have been pretty good, but he'll have to try and do a bit more. And both of those guys have been 12-team players for a sizable chunk of the season. So, yeah, I think that's the order I would go in. And that'll do. So we do only have 2 games tomorrow. And let me just have a look. So it is in-season cup quarterfinal action. Orlando traveling to Milwaukee and Dallas heading to OKC. I'll do a pregame show. So very quickly, if we're looking at injuries, we know that the Magic are without Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Jonathan Isaac is questionable. For the Bucks, Giannis, he's probable. He's always probable. He will play, I would assume, as will Middleton. And then for Dallas, PJ Washington, questionable with an illness, as is Naji Marshall. So something there. Marshall has missed four games, I think, with this illness. So there's, I guess, a concern here that if Washington has got what Naji has got, which I'm assuming might be COVID, I don't know, that Washington may actually miss this game, but we will find out more tomorrow. Jaden Hardy also out there as well. And for the Thunder, nothing new. We know they're without Chet, but everyone else looks good to go. But we'll talk about those guys more on the show tomorrow morning, my time. I will be doing a show with Dan Bespris. I'm just checking, constantly checking with him. And at this stage, which is what's the time there, 10 p.m., where he is A-OK for the show tomorrow. So that will be at 11:30 Pacific, which is 2:30 Eastern, on my channel. So we usually alternate. It will be on this channel tomorrow. So, yeah, if you've got nothing better to do, come and listen to Dan and I, and we will have a third guest yet to be named, yet to be determined, but there should be three of us on the show, I think. But that'll do. A nice quick one today. I will be back. Two shows tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.